This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israeli army says two airstrikes in the West Bank have killed nine Palestinian militants. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
As violence flares in the Israeli-occupied territory, the Israeli army said its forces struck a vehicle carrying five militants. They said that the occupants were on their way to carry out an attack. The five men were later identified by Hamas as militants, including one who was a local commander. A Palestinian news agency said that they were taken to a hospital, with four of the bodies being burned and charred beyond recognition. In a separate attack, Israel's military said it had killed four more Palestinian militants in the Tulkarem area shortly after they opened fire on Israeli troops operating in the area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
As tensions continue to rise in the Middle East and the likelihood of regional war looms, many countries are calling on their citizens in Lebanon to leave. The U.S. Embassy in Beirut announced they will loan citizens money to buy a plane ticket to leave now while there are flights. This is notable as because of the financial crisis in Lebanon, most banks limit the amount of money that can be withdrawn. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Friday revoked plea deals agreed to earlier this week with the man and two accomplices accused of masterminding the September 11th attacks who are currently held at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Brian Chang from Reuters reports.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his two accomplices entered plea deals on Wednesday, according to the Pentagon. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said the deals almost certainly involved guilty pleas in exchange for taking the death penalty off the table. However, on Friday, Austin relieved Susan Escalier, who oversees the Pentagon's Guantanamo War Court, of her authority to enter into pretrial agreements in the case and took on the responsibility himself.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA.